Okay, welcome back, all of you puppet enthusiasts, to another episode of Spooky Movie Squad, the horror movie podcast that reviews the best and worst and everything in between in horror, one movie at a time. I'm your host, Otis, and tonight, like always, I am joined by the Spooky Movie Squad, and that squad consists of Katie.
Hi.
Emma.
Oh, it's me.
And Mike.
Man, when I sat on this wall originally, I didn't realize it was going to be this tall.
So sit back and relax and enjoy our review of the 2021 horror thriller Curse of Humpty Dumpty. Based on a famous legend, haunted doll begins to make a lady question her surroundings, or they'll crack you up. Yeah, hit that music.
And guests, take a seat and take a rest. From behind the curtain, a disconcerting nod. It's time to listen to the Spooky Movie Squad.
Happy Spookies, everyone. This is episode 344 of this illustrious podcast and chapter 3 in our month of fairy tales. Or, yeah, that's a fairy tale, right? Or a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Things like that. So tonight's movie is, like I said earlier, a bad boy from 2021. It's from the UK. A lot of movies we're doing are not American. That's fine. But it's The Curse of Humpty Dumpty. Now, for the uninitiated out there, Humpty Dumpty, it is a character from an English nursery rhyme. The info says probably originally a riddle. In one of the best known rhymes in the English speaking world, typically the form of Humpty Dumpty is a big old egg with arms and legs, and then it's just very,
yikes,
very, accident prone? All the versions that I usually see,
it's a sentient egg,
yeah. But it seems to have popped up. The first recorded versions of the rhyme go back to the 1870s with one James William Eliot's National Nursery Rhymes and Nursery Songs. The origins are kind of like it may be here, maybe there. And some people have theories about the original meanings of the rhyme. So I guess whoever created it or came up with it or wherever it came from, no one really knows the real meaning of it. But I mean, you can kind of get it. But apparently, back in 1868 to 1869, a Broadway actor, George L. Fox, played Humpty Dumpty on Broadway in a total of 483 performances.
God damn.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Apparently, back in the day, Humpty Dumpty was really popular and popped up in Through the Looking Glass with one... I was about to say Cinderella.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's her name. So it's just a big old egg. The rhyme, I'll say it real quick. But Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Boy, that was unenthusiastic.
Sometimes the original rhymes don't have the horses and the king's men in it. Like I said, there's these weird versions of it. One of them is... Fourscore men, fourscore more couldn't make Humpty Dumpty where he was before. It seems like every
that's creepy
generation, it just kind of updates. It's weird.
That's like the Edgar Allan Poe edition.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one. It's like Humpty Dumpty sat laying a beck, with all his sinews around his neck. 40 doctors and 40 rights couldn't put Humpty Dumpty to rights. So I guess he was dead in that version.
Anyway,
but yeah, it's weird stuff. But yeah, a lot of people have tried to figure out different meanings to it.
He's dead in all the versions.
I assumed in one of them they were like, hey, this is tough, but...
If an egg fell off of a wall, it would crack open and be guts. If a person fell off of a high wall and fell on their head, they'd just be dead. Brain damage. Especially in the late 1800s, that's just death. That's why no people put him back together.
Yeah.
He did.
So one thing that I saw and I thought was weird and cool at the same time. So in science, Humpty Dumpty has been used to demonstrate the second law of thermodynamics. Now, I'm not going to act like I'm a thermodynamic scientist or anything, but I can read. It's all about entropy. Now, in Crash Bandicoot, there's a bad guy. His name is Entropy, but it's the measure of the number of specific ways in which a system can be arranged. And so it's all about order and disorder. So the higher the entropy, the more disorder. And so they use Humpty Dumpty as the reference to it because after the fall, it's really tough to get everything back together or be at a lower rate of entropy. So they use Humpty Dumpty in science like that. Once again, I'm not a scientist and I don't know how that refers to anything, but I can read. So the movie Curse of Humpty Dumpty is about a mom and her two daughters dealing with many things, illnesses, creepy house, creepy neighbors, evil family, and possibly an evil doll out to kill. So, Emma, what did you think about Curse of Humpty Dumpty?
Oh, well, to start, I did not have high hopes for this movie because when I saw the cover photo for this movie, I internally guffawed at the highest level that I possibly could. I just said, blah, yeah, right. And then when it started, I was like, oh no, dementia mom, poor lady. And by the end of it, I was like, what the fuck? That was gnarly. So it was a trip for sure. I will not say it was my favorite, but it was an enjoyable ride for the most part. I did get very upset at the end of the movie, but yeah, Micah.
I don't know. I think Act Three pushed me over the edge for really, really getting into this movie. It had a hell of an Act Three. I don't know. I feel like the pacing was appropriate for a feature length film, but it just, I don't know, maybe it was like the content and context getting to Act Three that just kind of dragged, it felt like, but meaning that it didn't have to be a feature length film. Like it could have been, 45 minutes and had 90% of Act Three with a little bit of build up into it. That would have been a lot more effective, but it was just kind of a really, really slow burn until it was really, really not slow anymore.
I really like this movie. They did a lot with a little, and it was effective. Dolls are awful, and it's very easy to I not really be scared because I wouldn't say that I was truly scared, but to get freaked the fuck out by the movement, like when dolls just move, or when dolls, you left it in one place and then you turn around and it's in another. That shit will fuck you up. And this movie did a really good job at that. The demon thing was kind of weird, but whatever. It was fine. I think they took a little too long to address the curse. Like they waited way too long to actually get into like why it was doing what it was doing and what was happening. But I liked it. It was decent. I'd watch the other two in the series.
This was a slow burn. Now, the multiple people have said this before me, but I have to be in the right mood for a slow burn. And thankfully for this movie, good job. You picked the right night to catch me, because I had a feeling I was gonna be like, this is boring. But it wasn't, because they sprinkled enough clues and ideas to keep me guessing. And I was trying my best, and I've seen movies like this. I've seen better movies with almost the same idea. And like I was saying recently, the cool thing that people do in horror movies is set this layer of, well, Katie is on drugs and she's trying to detox, but she's seeing monsters in the woods. Is it the drugs? Or is it an actual monster in the woods? That's a cool way to add doubt to the movie, and just it's a really cool idea. So it's not just, oh, there's a scary monster in the woods and they have to deal with it. It's the whole thing with it's all metaphors and stuff. In this movie, they deal with dementia. And is everything that the mom is seeing, is it actually happening? Or is it, fake and all in her head? This movie drags out that question till the end. It kind of blew my mind how long it took to finally confirm either way in it. And I was like, fuck, man.
You know, one thing I didn't say earlier that I forgot about, but to me, watching this movie, it felt like this was a Halloween special for a really popular soap opera
Yeah.
that was on a premium channel because it got a little gory. But it felt like a horror movie soap opera.
Yeah, it did. It had wild moments, but it wasn't really that bad, but bad enough that it wouldn't be on, normal TV times. It would be like
Yeah.
you said, like, kids asleep. Here's, this extra long episode of, Something Falls. So I'm like, oh shit, okay.
Days of our lives.
Yeah, the Humpty Dumpty episode.
Oh,
So as I was looking up who wrote this movie and who directed it, a name kept popping up. Scott Chambers. Now, for the uninitiated, that name might not mean anything, but if you have watched a few of our episodes, he has been a producer for a lot of ridiculous movies. There's one, it's almost Five Nights at Freddy's, but it's called Freddy's Fridays. He did. And also, he was an executive producer on Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And he also was producer on Cupid. Now, this is the guy that loves being a director. He has 97 producer credits. Just either his name or his pseudonym, Scott Jeffrey. And he is usually a producer in things. He has been in movies, but he absolutely loves being a producer.
he did like eight films in 2023 alone.
Busy little beaver. 2022, I have scrolled a couple times with my mouse. At least 20 movies.
Fucking hell.
Busy guy. You could say that some of the movies, their quality is a little bit higher, a little bit lower, but he's made more movies than me. So he's got almost 100 in his back pocket. So, what the hell can I say? So it makes a little more sense. But all in all, this was a fun one. It is a little bit slower, a little slow burn. So this one would be pretty good for people that aren't that big on scary movies. There were spots where Katie was like, fuck this movie, especially when the doll was moving. It's a creepy looking doll. Really creepy looking. So thumbs up to that point. It just didn't look right to begin with. And people doing things with a weird looking doll, just I don't understand it, but we're not in a horror movie, so some people just like ignore things. They're like, oh, that doll looks real weird. Oh, well, and move on with their lives. Stupid to me. It's very stupid. So you can check this bad boy out on
Amazon Prime.
Amazon. It's linked with Freevee and probably other ways too. And it is 1 hour and 30 minutes. So a little bit shorter than 1 hour and 30 minutes. So, oh, remember, I'm gonna do something a little bit quicker. So if you have any ideas for a movie we could review or any thoughts on this movie, you can tweet us at.
Allentown Pod.
We have an email that is.
Allentown Presents at
We
gmail.com.
have a Facebook at.
Allentown Presents.
I keep writing myself a note that I should say it toward the beginning and at the end. So sit back and relax. Enjoy our synopsis that I had to write because there were no notes online. So congratulations, you're gonna get some really dumb jokes that I
Oh
wrote
shit. You
when
know
you
what?
watch.
We should have done one episode where we're like, this is our AI episode. Thanks, Chat GPT, because I couldn't find the notes anywhere else.
Oh, I should ask a computer about this movie, but they'd probably just do info about Humpty Dumpty. Like, no,
Right?
movie.
We're about to find out right
Did
now.
you
I'm about to
know
ask Chat
he
GPT.
indeed had a great fall?
Yeah, like, yeah, it was pretty big. It fell at least 40 feet. I'm like, God damn, that's crazy. So the movie starts with an older lady creating a creepy ass doll. Those are my words exactly. And she names it Humpty. So I was like, okay, it was built. It's not part of that original story or whatever, but we'll get there.
You talk about your phone racial profiling you when you looked up this fucking movie.
Oh, it brought up The Humpty Dance, the song from Digital Underground.
Is that the do the Humpty Hump?
Yeah,
You do
I
the
put in
Humpty
Humpty.
Hump.
They're like, Humpty Dance? I'm like, no, I like that song, but no.
Racial profiling. You
Want
But
this? No, not right now, but I do like that song. Oh, my bad, my bad, my bad.
remember for later. Okay,
Yeah,
got it.
just backs off. Oh, my bad, my bad. Happy 50th birthday, Wendy. You probably have dementia. So as she is at her birthday party, people just disappear and she's like, what's happening? And then her two daughters, Liz and Hazel, are like, they're gone. What you doing, Mom? So Liz, the more responsible daughter, takes her mom to the doctor for bad nightmares slash memories, possibly from her past. She keeps seeing weird images in her head. So the daughters, Hazel and Liz, they get real grumpy and they fight about the severity of the mom's illness. So Hazel's all like, oh, it's not that bad. Mom will get better. And Liz seems to be very much on the fence of the mom is not going to get better. This is going to get worse. We need to not necessarily babysit their mom, but keep a really good eye on her. So, as a person that's trying their best to be responsible, the first thing they do is leave their mom in the car as they go and get food. So, Wendy wakes up, freaks out because she's in her car just by herself with the windows rolled up. They didn't even crack the windows. So she sees a weird person watching her right by the glass. And then the girls come back and they're like, oh, sorry, we thought you would just stay asleep. So that's why we left you in this car by yourself, even though we know you have dementia, but that's on us. So they make it to their family home, and creepy gardener Bill comes over, and he is creepy. I was like, he said a lot of stuff, but it was very much just like, hi, haven't seen you in a long time. I'm like, okay, Bill. So
Oh my
dad's,
God, when he said you two have grown, I was like, oh.
I was just like, this is a weird guy. So we learn through some words from the mom to the daughters that their dad, Wendy's husband, passed away at some point. He died. And so we learn that the dad's sister, Beryl, comes by to visit, and she is there for a reason, but she doesn't really want to tell the girls. And she's waiting on a moment to be able to talk to Wendy.
Well,
Probably.
they thought their dad left them. They
Yeah,
didn't think he was dead.
there's something to it. Beryl thinks that the dad is just somewhere, but she's starting to feel that he might not have just ran off. And it's like, oh, you said that he ran off because he was cheating on you, but nah, he just came back. So Beryl seems to have an idea that something might have happened to the dad. So as the ladies are antique shopping, because that's what you do when you have dementia, they come across the creepy ass doll from the beginning of the movie and the cover of this movie. So Wendy has some type of a memory. Her memory's coming back, kind of. And she realizes that her husband bought that doll a long time ago. And at some point, it got sold to this antique shop. So she does a little bit of dickering and gets the price of the doll down to 700 pounds. Good job, Wendy. And you could tell that this lady's like, oh, have fun with the doll. Like she knows it's evil.
Wow.
So as they get home, oh man, that's really nice. The delivery system in this town is really fast. The doll gets home before they do. Nope, no packaging, just on the
Well,
doorstep.
before they get home,
That's nice.
that's a hard pass.
Yeah. So at this point in the movie, you'll see the doll just in places, and it won't be there when the scene opens, but it's just there, and then it'll fall or move. But they're playing charades, and the doll falls over. And then, real quick, if you're watching the screen, not looking at your phone, you see that the doll blinked. Just whoop. And Katie was like, oh my God. I said, no one sees it, I guess. They saw it fall and then just blinked. So I don't know. Liz finds the doll hanging out in weird spots at night. Anywhere they walk, the doll is just in a corner chilling. So the mom is starting to get more and more memories back or dreams at this point. And she has a dream that she is either burying the doll or something. There is an open hole in the doll and her burying something. And so the doll gets up while she is dreaming and opens its mouth, the bottom half of its mouth, I would say. And it looks like a centipede at this point. The mouth has got feelers and all these little things, and it's standing over the mom like it was gonna eat her or it was mad at her. Daytime hits. Hooray, she didn't die in the middle of the night. We see that Aunt Beryl, she came back to visit as the girls are heading into town to go shopping or whatever. And Beryl asks the mom, like, hey, I don't think my brother would have just left the girls like that. Now, you said that he cheated on you and left, but I know my brother. He wouldn't have done that. And, I kind of have an idea that something might have happened, but you should do the right thing because you own this house. It's 50-50, but you should just sell your rights over to me and then, go somewhere else because this is technically the family's home, You
She
barely.
just so generously said, "How about you fuck off and we'll see you later."
Yeah. Ugh. So, instantly I was like, oh, yeah, Beryl's gonna die at some point because she's a bad person. And lo and fucking behold, Beryl, she sneaks off while the mom is just kind of looking at pictures and she seems to be looking for something. Now, I was betting that it was the will or the deed or something involving her brother. And we see Humpty is just kind of moving in the background. She gets away before Humpty can like really get to her. Good for you, Beryl. The gardener Bill comes by and he talks to the mom and he brings up the fact that she had a miscarriage and that Hazel, the youngest daughter, is adopted. And that was the reason the dad left. And so she's like, oh, okay. Man, I don't remember that, but that makes sense, I guess. And then he says the really weird line. He says that, well, one life had to be taken to gain a life. And then he walks off.
Yeah, a life given is worth a life taken, or something like
Yeah.
that.
And then he just scoots off into the darkness. It's just they're adding the layers of what the fuck really happened. So, that later that night, Beryl, she sneaks back into the house and she makes it to the attic because she's looking for some type of evidence. She finds what life insurance papers. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, that's what she's looking for. Good for you, Beryl. Get out of the house. Oh no, Humpty's right there. And Humpty starts attacking Beryl. Now, the mom wakes up, goes to the attic, and actually sees Humpty killing Aunt Beryl. Now, she runs downstairs. And I don't know why she did this, but I guess the movie would end faster if she didn't. Or, like I said, she gets on the phone and calls the police. Now she tells the girls as they wake up because they're screaming that leave the house. I'll tell you later what happened. So, as the police show up, oh, lo and behold, there's no evidence of any struggle, any fighting. There's no blood anywhere. And the cop is like, well, we heard about your mom. And we know that she's got dementia. She's got dementia. So, hey, watch your mom when she grabs the phone because she's crazy and this is annoying to us.
And illegal.
Yeah. So, Liz, she Googles the history of Humpty Dumpty and she finds out that it's a demonic spirit living in a doll. Sweet Jesus. And people apparently would offer up their children to the spirit for immortality. And apparently the spirit would just fuck with their minds and they wouldn't get anything from it. So it's just an evil asshole. So at this point, Liz heads back into town to talk to the antique dealer. And Hazel finds her mom kind of in a panic. The mom tells Hazel, you're not my daughter. And she's like, what are you saying, mom? You're crazy. And it's like, you're not my daughter. And so, the mom screaming. Hazel goes to find some evidence in the attic. Now, a shadowy figure starts attacking the mom. Liz at the antique store looking for answers, and the owner starts talking about Humpty Dumpty like it's an actual moving person. And it's like, oh, Humpty was a bad boy. And all,
Where she says, how is he behaving himself?
yeah, like evil things. And then just starts laughing and playing the piano. And Liz is like, well, I'm gonna leave now. So Hazel finds the evidence that she is adopted. And she finds Aunt Beryl's phone covered in blood. So it's like, okay, these things really happened because someone else is actually seeing them now. The stranger is choking out mom in the room. Hazel comes in and there isn't anybody choking mom. And as she's trying to get her mom to tell her, like, what happened? What's wrong? Humpty comes out and stabs Hazel in the neck. Oh my gosh, Humpty's real. So Humpty is slow walking up to Hazel as she is trying to get away. She falls down the stairs and Humpty makes his mouth like a centipede again and starts chewing on her, apparently. Maybe it fades to black at this point. So we see that the mom is sitting upstairs with the ghost of the dad. So that was the dad. And he's like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry I tried to choke you and slap you around the room. You know, I get like that sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So Bill, the gardener, comes over to help because he sees Humpty in the window. He runs in, sees blood on the floor, and finds Wendy covered in blood. She wasn't covered in blood when we saw her last. Huh. So Wendy at this point has a flashback and quietly walks away from Bill, and she sees her husband attack her and drag her to the pool. The mom kills the dad, and then a younger Bill in the flashback comes and helps her bury the dad. So now we're starting to figure out what really went down. Meanwhile, in modern day, Bill makes it to the room, sees Humpty Dumpty in the chair. It is, quote, the longest quiet scene happens, and then Humpty just runs full speed at Bill. It caught me off guard. I didn't think it would happen, but Humpty just
I was so anxious during that scene. I was like, oh, there is some kind of jump scare or some bullshit about to happen right now. This is too much of that Instagram typical. He's looking. No, he's looking, but he's looking harder. But now it's back to him. But his eyes are still focused. I was so fucked up. I was like, oh, crossing my legs tighter. I'm like, no, I don't like it.
Yeah. So at this point in the movie, like Mike was saying with the third act and everything, we're starting to see that the answers are getting, the questions are getting answered. The answers are getting answered here. So we see that Liz knew that the mom killed the dad even before the movie started, as she found her walking down a street at 3 a.m. So she's like, I understand that you said you killed dad back then. I know that. Now, she's not the biggest believer of all the weird stuff that's happening. Now, she thinks something's spooky with the doll, but it feels like she doesn't believe that the doll is the culprit of all of this. It's weird. Like, they don't get deep enough into how she feels about this because she's freaked out with the mom and the situation, but as the mom is trying to dig up a body in the yard, because she's like, well, the dad is buried here. She's like, well, I thought it was deeper. And we see a face uncovered. Now, Katie said that the face was Hazel. And I thought it was Beryl. So it was probably Hazel, right?
It was Hazel.
I thought it
So,
was Beryl too because of the plastic around her face, but I think it ended up being Hazel.
was Hazel, yeah.
Yeah. And so now, holy shit. Liz is like, oh crap, you're crazy as shit. I wrote that we finally see that the mom was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and did all of the killings. So we start to get solid flashbacks. And now we see that the mom was involved with some satanic ritual and worshiping. And so now we know that the mom killed a child, her husband, Bill, the gardener, Hazel, Beryl. And maybe, oh shit, Humpty Dumpty was alive the whole goddamn time. So Humpty was controlling her. I thought this movie was playing at the fact that she's just crazy and thought the doll was doing it. She did murder everybody, but the doll was still in control of all of it. And as Liz is on the phone trying to call the cops, Humpty slices her throat. And then his mouth turns into the centipede and he's ready to chew up on Liz. And then at the end of the movie, the mom is surrounded by dead bodies of her family. She smiles, sings the Humpty Dumpty song. Oh, it's your chance to do the dance, do the hump. And then she smiles and laughs at the camera. The end. So, Emma, who or what was your favorite thing about Curse of Humpty Dumpty?
I said the twists and turns along the way. I will make an honorable mention for the actress that played Wendy. Her acting was so good
Yeah.
that I literally could have seen this, like watched it being filmed and had no idea that she was not fucked up. She was so good. Micah.
Favorite thing. Well, Act Three. That went hard and fast, unraveling, but it didn't feel rushed, which was kind of nice. And that's not something you get all the time. Most of the time, it's they back themselves into a corner with too many, like, I
What
don't
ifs?
know, what ifs and different twists and stuff that just get lost and we lose the point of why we got here in the first place.
Absolutely.
So it went fast, but it for some reason it didn't feel rushed. Like it just felt real proper. Like things just started snowballing down and we got to the very end as an avalanche. But yeah, so Act Three was kind of my jam on that one.
My favorite thing about this movie was the doll. I think that they did a really good job of, with their limited budget, of the transitions between when it was a doll and when it was a fucking like human moving in a doll
Yeah.
costume. I think they did a really good job. I thought that the animation when it fucking blinked was the best animation in the whole movie. There were scenes that are just fucking like straight out of 1996 that were just bad. But it didn't really have to do with the Humpty Dumpty doll. It was the other dolls that
Yep.
we didn't even need that scene. That was
You're
pointless. But the
jumping
Humpty
the
Dumpty
shark on my
doll,
least favorite.
the Humpty Dumpty doll was fucking great. And when it's the first time that its mouth opened up and you see all the crazy teeth and shit, that was chaotic. I was stressed.
I enjoyed the third act of this movie. Like Micah said, the pacing was just right. It, I don't know, rewarded you for keeping with the movie and trying to make up some type of case in your head. I was trying my best.
I like
Now,
that.
sometimes I try not to sit and think of a movie and be like, oh, well, Katie did it. Oh, she's got a twin or a clone. Spoilers for The Prestige if you haven't seen it. But I knew what that was 20 minutes in, and I fell asleep in the theater. But I try my best not to do it with every movie I watch. But with this one, I was like, I'm going to try to be a detective tonight. And I was like, either she's crazy as shit or it's the doll. I didn't think it'd be both. And I was like, oh, damn. You got me. You got me. Like, there were a lot of red herrings and lead-offs, and I
Yeah.
liked it. I liked it a lot. So, Emma, what was your least favorite person or thing or whatever about Curse of Humpty Dumpty?
First act, Hazel was a bitch. I looked at Micah less than 10 minutes into this movie and I said, fuck that sister. I would literally stop the car, reach over, open the car door, and kick her ass out. Goodbye. Beryl was a mess. And I did not like her instantly. But my absolute least favorite moment in this movie was the fact that they burned a baby. I'm so happy they did not show it, but I was not thrilled at that. I did not enjoy the sound. So that was unpleasant. Micah.
Yeah. Least favorite person, I think, is Act Two Beryl.
No, just Beryl in
Well, just
general.
Beryl in general. Yeah, she was a bitch. Oh my God. She was so good at doing the snarky Karen look. Holy. It's like she had like the most Karen hairstyle I've ever seen in a movie before too, so
She
that
had
didn't
the most
help.
Karen of all Karens.
She's carrying the Karens on her back. I think my least favorite thing about the movie, other than that random doll CGI that they probably could have just done with like some wires and turned the head. Like I don't know why they needed to waste a bunch on CGI, but I don't think the camera work was all that great. I think that was like the my least favorite part of that whole movie. It was like this most super amateur camera crew ever.
I
It
think they
was
were going for
rough.
that, like that real look, you know, that like they did, they like to do in like the Shield, like these serious shows and stuff, where it's like, oh, you're looking through someone's eyes or someone's like that kind of slight moving and stuff. Not every movie needs that, but
So apparently, by the way, sidebar, apparently the chick that played Beryl is in a ton of these like B and C level horror films. Like she was in Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. She's in Tooth Fairy. She's in Pterodactyl, Bad Nun, Snake Hotel, Monster Nato. Like I'm fucking dying, and I kind of
Monster
want to just
Nato.
like binge her entire repertoire just to watch it.
Yeah, like I said, there's regulars with these movies. It's like, hey, I remember you in that one. They're like, yep, I like these movies.
My least favorite thing, I wrote down halfway through the movie and I said it was Beryl, for trying to steal the house. And then by the end of the movie, once all the plots have been revealed, I feel like I misjudged Beryl. Like, no doubt she was a bitch, but the girl, Wendy, did kill her brother and take the house and like cover it all up. So I'm gonna go with my least favorite being the combo of Wendy and Bill and whoever that third girl was when they were fucking doing the sacrificial
I
ritual.
assumed it was the antiques owner, but they never. Oh my
That's what I
God.
said.
Oh, I do have to say, an honorable mention
Oh,
for
I
my
guess.
least favorite thing was the stupid antiques sign in the background of the shop that was literally just printer paper and tape.
I literally turned to Otis and I was like, that fucking sign was printed on that like old-timey printer paper, like
Where you have
the
to tear
tear-off
off the
edges.
sides.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah. This movie had a lot of not good people, but at different times and at different aspects in the story. Like Beryl, the second Beryl came on screen, I was like, oh, that's a bad person. And I'm not really that against bad people in horror movies because they usually die. So I'm like, she's gonna get a comeuppance at some point. So she was there to just, somebody had to die. So, but towards the end of this movie, you discover that the mom and Bill and other lady, probably antiques lady, they were actually like demonic worshipers, satanic. They were bad people and they were doing bad stuff. And I'm like, oh shit, this was the villain, like the whole movie. So she wasn't really getting that terrorized by the doll. Doll was just probably fucking with her, but was like, I don't want to kill you. You're cool. You like killing people. It's, yeah.
You don't remember when you kill people. Great.
So it, I don't know. I guess the demonic people, it just, this movie flipped my expectations on characters so many times.
I
But this.
really, really hope that was intentional because if it was, it's like, oh, dude, fucking bravo.
Really, there were so many moments, but I guess first act Hazel, she was annoying, but I knew there would have to be a character like that when you're dealing with older people. They're like, dad's not doing good. They're like, oh, it'll be all right. And I'm like, no, you should really like think about this, you know? But yeah, first act Hazel, she was like my least favorite thing about the movie. But no, the changing expectations of people and stuff, that was really cool. Really confusing. If you didn't keep up with the movie, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, if you like looked down at your phone for too long, or I don't know, got up to make yourself a sandwich and then came back, you'd be fucking lost. There was some wild shit happening.
That's for sure.
Okay, so let's do seven word synopsis. I have two of them. My first one is, and I think I said this when we watched like Child's Play, just grab the doll and start smashing. Now, if Katie and I were in some big mansion and one of us was having dreams about the doll and the doll's just in weird spots, just I'm gonna break it. Oh no, I broke it. Oh, it's on fire. My second one is nice and simple film with psychological twists. So, Katie.
Don't leave Dementia Mom alone in car.
Yeah. Jesus.
That doll blinking got me fucked up.
Yep.
And then Humpty has the maw of a predator.
That's absolutely true.
It reminded me of the Blade
Oh,
vampires.
Oh no, it made me think of fucking Predator where he when he opens his mouth and he has the four like movable little paw things. Fucking chaos. Micah.
Humpty had a great fall, I guess. Oh, Hazel out here with her old one-liners.
Okay, just like Katie said, can't live alone, but a car's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
absolute discomfort that doll's face causes,
Yeah.
is Humpty behaving himself? Probably not. Good.
Yeah, I just came in looking distressed. Probably not.
Yeah.
No.
And then my alliterative, mom's mental mayhem makes monster memories murderous.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
So,
Mental mayhem. I like that.
yeah.
I thought so.
So, this film came out August 27th, 2021. Now, being that this was an independent film, just like all the other ones that we do, there is no budget or box office. What was the thing that you quoted
Ooh.
one time? What, not enough money?
No, I said just enough and not enough.
Yeah, I'm gonna start saying that. Just enough, not enough.
Yeah,
I need to make one for the
the
bad
budget
ones.
was just enough. The budget was not enough.
And then for the bad movies, I'll say too much and
Too much. Yeah.
yeah, too much on both of
Too
them.
much across the board.
So Minority Kill Count, that is a big old zero. This was
White.
a lot of white people.
It was England.
Yeah.
Well, the sets were very minimal too. It was like, okay, here's one scene in a hospital. Here's one scene in the antique shop, a scene in a car, and then their house.
Yeah. So the number is still 445 in a Tito turtle and a house and a plane full of vampires and a black bear. So does anybody have anything else to say about Curse of Humpty Dumpty before we get out of here?
It was good enough that I'm gonna probably watch the sequels, so
Yep.
I mean,
Agreed. Get ready for Humpty Dumpty month.
take that with a grain of salt. You know, we watch a lot of shit over here, so you might not want to watch all three, but my interest has peaked and I want to watch the next ones.
Yeah, I'm very curious if they keep up the same pace. Now, with this movie, we had the overarching theme of just dementia and illness. I'm curious if in the second ones they go with a different type of genre of horror. I'm betting one of these will probably be way more slashery than the others because you can't just run it back with another crazy old person. And like, is it in their head or is it the doll? I'm like, it's probably the doll and the crazy person. We just saw it. So I'm betting it'll be more slashery. But that could
I think it would be awesome if somebody made an anthology, trademark, 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 where each new story was a diff like a different genre. So
Ooh.
like this one was would have been like soap opera, but horror. You
Drama.
know, do one that's
Sci-fi.
I don't know, sitcom, but horror. You know, you'd like that where it's like really horror, but it's like super campy because it's just fitting that
Yeah.
oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Trope. There we
Yeah.
go. That's the word I was looking for.
I like that. That's a good idea. There's
Trademark, trademark, trademark.
enough good people out there that could do something like that. So, and I like anthologies. I like little short stories. It makes me happy inside because I don't have time to think too much about it. It's just like, oh, it's a spider, giant spider. Okay, cool.
That's it. We should just do our own thing where the four of us play different characters and we just do a talking episode where we do our own little anthology.
I vote to be just the guy that walks into the movie or comes into the story and he's like, what the hell's happening? Oh, and I want to get killed like that. I just want to be confused about everything. Like, you guys go to the haunted hospital, and I'm like, oh, I'm the janitor. What are you doing? Oh. And then I get killed. I just want to do that. I'll get different wigs and mustaches and stuff.
You're like the
I'm scared.
Willy of the
Yeah.
you want to get sued?
Yeah. Oh,
The token horror movie black guy.
yeah, just different things. I'm just like, just walking by. I'm like,
Always the first one to die.
you guys are running from something. I'm like, hey, you dropped your wallet. Oh, and I get killed. All I want to do, I'm just there for a couple of seconds to get killed.
Oh God, that has to happen now.
I want that job. That's all I want to do. And I'll do everything else with the movies, but I just want to die really fast. Okay, so with that is the end of this episode. So if you have any other cool fun facts about, I don't know, predator mouths or vampire mouths or weird blinking dolls, don't send that shit to me, but you can send that shit to Katie at
Allentown Pod.
We have an email. It is
allentownpresents@gmail.com.
We have a Facebook at
Allentown Presents.
She said begrudgingly.
Right. So the music you're listening to right now, that is Flip and the Combined Effort, Flip and the CE, anywhere you can find them. Studio Pizzas, thank you so much for the artwork. So this was episode 344, In the Pocket, In the Books, Out of Sight. We have one more chapter in fairy tale slash nursery rhyme world. And boy howdy, we'll see if this one's any good. It's got some famous people that I was like, hey, asshole. So it got me pumped in that sense, but we'll see if the story is any good. So for Katie, for Bella that's been walking around like she owns the place, Emma and Micah, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week with another fairy tale horror movie. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Toots.
Like, oh my gosh, have a great summer. See you next fall.